Welcome to our daily rosary meditations. Today, I am in Jerusalem, and I want to encourage you to follow us in the footsteps of Jesus during this pilgrimage. And all you have to do is go to our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And once you're on the app, on the home screen, just click the menu icon at the top of the left of the screen and scroll to pilgrimage. So I'll be praying for you from all the holy sites in Israel, and you pray for me. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. In the last two episodes, we reflected on how to develop the best friendships with our spouse, kids, and friends, and how to grow in the good of knowledge, and to have both friendships and real knowledge, we need to learn the art of good conversation. In fact, a conversation is one of the best ways to learn. Very often, when people want to learn about something, more and more likely, they listen to podcasts where two people have an extended conversation about a given topic. The platform is relatively new, but not the idea. In fact, the first great masterpieces of philosophy are Plato's dialogues, where we get to sit in on Socrates' conversation with other people about all the big questions. So, why is good conversation so delightful? Why is it something we're so drawn to? And how can we learn the art of good conversation so that we can have the best relationships and gain the most knowledge? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. A good conversation with another person is an essential way of sharing goods like truth, friendship, and understanding, the things that cannot be attained in isolation. A good conversation offers you three benefits. First, in a good conversation, you don't just hear what another person thinks, you step inside their perspective. By asking good questions, you get to see what it's like to be someone other than yourself, and that's an amazing gift. Secondly, in conversation, your own thoughts and consciousness are stimulated, sharpened, and made more creative. You come up with conversation topics, you try to clarify your thoughts and experiences, and sometimes you have to defend or alter your own position. So conversation challenges and expands your mind in real time. And the foundation for two people exploring and challenging one another, but doing it in a way that is respectful, enriching, delightful, and affirming, well, that's the foundation for all that is intimacy. Intimacy is what happens when two or more people come together privately to share themselves with each other. And that is why listening to other people's broadcasted conversations, well, it can never substitute for a live person. What Teresa and I hope is that our conversations will spark you to have your own. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. A real conversation between two people gives you another person's perspective. It challenges and stimulates your own thinking, and most importantly, it gives you intimacy. Listening to other people's conversation on a podcast or a talk show may be an entertaining way to get information, but it's not really a substitute for conversation. At one level, of course, the people talking on podcasts can't share themselves intimately with each other because ultimately they're performing for an audience. They're not just thinking about their conversation partner. They're thinking about all those people listening in. Now, you may feel like you're getting to know the podcasters, but actually you're only getting the part they're willing to share with the vast anonymous public. Whereas, when you have a conversation with an individual one-on-one, neither you nor that person are on a stage. It's just two people alone being with each other just for the sake of being with each other. And that's where real sharing can happen. That's how intimacy grows. That's real conversation. And I absolutely believe that's true of the podcast conversation world. But I can tell you for a very fact, in all truth, that the 5-minute conversation Teresa and I have at the end of the rosary, we forget you're even there. Because this is the way we've been having conversation for about 18 years. So while it's true for most podcasters, I would say the conversation that Teresa and I have as a fruit of the meditation we've just experienced is a real conversation. But again, we just do that to inspire you to pray with somebody else and have a genuine conversation following. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Maybe one of the reasons people are turning so much to talk shows and podcasts is because they struggle to have real conversations of their own. But we really want you to have the joy of good conversation. So here are some simple tips. First, be genuinely curious. Take a real interest in the other person. Remember, this is someone with experiences you've never lived, and those experiences have shaped a perspective worth learning from. Even if it's your spouse and you've been married for 50 years, they've still experienced it differently than you have. A different perspective. Second, learn to ask good questions. Learn the history of a person. Ask where they came from and how they got to this point and what was great about that and what was hard. Then ask questions about the present. What are the good things in their life right now and what are the difficult things? Then it's easy to segue to ask about how they feel about those things and how they think about them. It's amazing what happens when you ask, how did that make you feel? You can also ask about how the person spends his or her time. Like asking the question, what takes most of your time? Or what have you been reading or listening to? Or my favorite question, what has been most on your mind for the last 30 days? But always avoid shallow topics. Keep your questions away from other people, since that just leads to gossip. And try to keep your questions away from the news, since that just leads to the dull repetition of partisan talking points. And always seek to go deeper. Ask questions that help the other person talk about what really matters in their life, what they care about, what they hope for, what they struggle with, and what they've learned from it. That's the path to intimacy. That's the path to a deep and mutually enriching conversation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. John's Gospel begins with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." But actually, in the Greek, the name for the second person of the Trinity is Logos, which doesn't only mean Word, it can also mean conversation. So John's Gospel could also be translated, "In the beginning was the conversation, and the conversation was with God, and the conversation was God." You see, our desire for good conversation is a result of our being made in the image of God. We are made for good conversation, and the most important conversation is with God. That's precisely what prayer is: talking to God and listening to Him. So if you want to have a good conversation with God, if you want to have good prayer, try this. Make an appointment with God, like you're having coffee with a friend. Set aside a good 30 minutes. Give Him your full attention. And then tell God what you are thinking and feeling. Be really honest. However, He already knows, but if you tell Him, it really gets the conversation started. But we don't want to just talk to God. We want to listen to Him. And the best way to listen is by reading or hearing Scripture. And the key to listening is to think about what God is saying or doing in Scripture. And then apply it to your life and ask yourself, what does this mean? And am I living this or not? And if not, why am I not? And finally, we need to respond to what God is saying through His Word in the Bible. What are we going to do based on what He has said? That's our resolution. And that is a conversation we should be practicing every day. And actually, the better you get at conversation with God, the better you'll be at conversation with other people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with this conversation?
On conversation.
This meditation on conversation.
Yeah, what a meta meditation to do. It was very meta, but at the same time, very, very well timed, because just today I was reading a story for the first time. So I can't fully spoil it because I myself don't know how it ends, but I'm reading Frankenstein right now. And I'm in
the original Frankenstein.
The original Frankenstein. Mary Shelley. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. I'm at the part where Frankenstein's monster is recounting the last 2 years of his existence, the first 2 years of his existence. And he's describing what it is to discover humanity for the first time, and language and relationship. But he's a very monstrous creature. So he's watching this family in their daily life, and he's discovering language and relationship, the love shared between them, the work that they're doing, and the conversations that they're having. And he's watching all of this and discovering it and falling in love with the idea of it. But also, he's too terrified to approach them because he knows that he's monstrous.
Wow.
And he fears their reaction to him.
Wow.
But it creates in him this intense desire. He wants nothing more to experience what they have, to experience relationship above all else. And I think it's such a good depiction of how we experience life right now.
Yeah.
Because quite honestly, most of the content we take in, even though I'm not someone who really listens to podcasts, I watch a lot of television. And if I'm being honest, the thing I'm looking for in most television isn't a really good, compelling story with interesting themes that really change my perspective and widen my worldview. I'm just looking for supplementary relationship, especially if you look at the most popular TV shows right now. things like Friends or most comedy series where the whole plot of the show is just people spending time with each other and talking and being in relationship with one another is just like like Frankenstein's monster. Wow. Watching people.
Wow.
And craving it. And he descends into that pain of isolation because Wow. He sees what he wants.
Yeah.
And he can't have it. And I think that's exactly what we're experiencing all the time when we take in so much content but don't have relationship ourselves.
Yeah, well, that's so well stated, because I know there are so many people praying with us who feel that pain, experience that pain of not having someone to share with at a really deep level.
Mm-hmm. But I think part of it is that fear of Frankenstein's monster. It's that when you're just watching someone else experience relationship, there's no danger to yourself. But when you're in relationship, there's the fear of rejection. There's the fear of messing it up. There's so much at stake. And that just gets in the way for us mentally. But that's part of it. Because people might listen to this podcast and they might think you and I are great and we have great conversations all the time. But I love what you said about this is just the sliver that we choose to present to people, what we're willing to share with a faceless public. And it's so different from the actual difficulties you and I go through talking every single day and the many conversations where we're just grumbling and incapable of forming a full sentence. And even just all of the negative aspects of ourselves that really we can only share with our closest friends.
Yeah.
And that's just part of it.
The key difference between us and Frankenstein is that we may sometimes feel like an isolated monster,
mm-hmm.
but we're not. So we're not relegated to his situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, let's not judge Frankenstein's monster. His whole deal is that he really deserves love.
Okay. I'm with you on that. But we're not condemned
mm-hmm.
to our situation. So what do you think, what can people do very concretely to begin to seek out and have this the great joy of friendship through conversation that we're talking about?
I think the willingness to reach out to people and have imperfect conversations with them. It might be awkward. You might say some really, really, really dumb things. We've all embarrassed ourselves before and we're going to do it again. And some conversations are rustier than others. And sometimes it's our fault and sometimes it's the person we're talking with. They're just not in a good spot either. But those conversations have to be had. And they are the bridge to better conversation and to relationship.
This is where the saying really holds true that the perfect is the enemy of the good.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting a perfect conversation ruins, destroys the chance for a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because entering into just the effort with any human for good conversation is a beautiful thing.
And taking it full circle, the perfect being the enemy of the good, that when you see perfection through listening to podcasts, through seeing all this on television, in even in books, just experiencing relationship that way and seeing only the idea of perfection, the outline, is often the thing that keeps us from just really enjoying good, normal, commonplace conversation with people. But that is the thing that is going to be more fulfilling to us.
I think the steps are that because God made us for this, we need to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the person that God wants us to be in conversation with, to have a deep friendship with, to grow in intimacy, for God to provide that person, for us to become aware of that person. And then we just have to take the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step is interest in the other person. The first step is a genuine curiosity in the other person.
Yeah.
And go from there. So become aware, pray to the Holy Spirit, become aware of that person. Might be your spouse, might be a kid, might be a coworker, might be, who knows? And then take the initiative to invite them to a coffee or a walk mm-hmm. or a lunch or something. And then just be interested in them.
I'll also say that I think personally I need to analyze the content I take in and see where I'm supplementing relationship. Because I think if I'm overstimulated socially, sometimes it's also because I'm just constantly taking in content that feeds that same desire without actually feeding it.
It's true. This is a topic for a whole nother conversation, but the more we immerse ourselves in what you just said, mm-hmm. how would you describe that type of entertainment in a nutshell?
I don't know what to call it other than like supplementary relationship.
Yeah, where you're watching a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Which is so much of TV right now.
But the more we do that, the less inclined, the less hungry we're going to be mm-hmm. to really have it with somebody yeah. else. So as soon as you cut all that stuff out,
you feel the longing and it hurts, but in a way that drives you to actually see the people around you and spend real time with them.
Exactly. So maybe if you're struggling to have intimacy and conversation with somebody, do what Teresa just said. Evaluate what you're watching and cut that stuff out. And you'll enter in with conversation with someone. Good point. Well, thanks for the conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.